We can sing that one, can't we? And a whole lot of other ones. Thank God for that. We're delighted that God has watched over us, blessed us with life, health, and strength, and the wisdom to come together on the first day of the week to worship Him in spirit and in truth. We have gone here, there, and yon. But this morning, we come together to fellowship one with another, to study God's holy word and worship Him prayerfully in such a way that He is well pleased. We recall that in the book called the Bible, Jesus, the only begotten Son of God, came from glory. Stayed down here 33 years. And at the age of 30, he became an itinerant preacher. He chose 12 men to teach, to train, to continue his work, continue his message, living his life on planet Earth after he has gone on back to glory land. As a result of that, we have this grand book called the Holy Bible. And as we study the Bible, it needs no addition from us. Men were inspired by the Holy Spirit of God, that we might get the message of heaven. Because one day, God wants us to come and live in glory land.
Amen.
He doesn't make us do that. He gives us an option. But it's a very negative option, painful option. He also gives us the glorious option of hearing His word, believing His word, accepting His word, obeying His word, that we might come and live with Him forever. We are delighted to see those of you who come. If you're visitors, thank you for being with us today. We trust that you will be encouraged by our fellowship and by the Word of God coming from God's holy book called the Bible. We've come from many different places this morning. We've come from different directions we may have gone during the last week. Even this family breezed into Rochester, New York. That's home. Breezed into Richmond, Virginia last night. Our chauffeur did an excellent work at driving. I was sitting next to him, so that may have had something to do with it. Peace, all is well. I'll call no name and bear no blame. And God blessed us to go and come all the way from one of those Carolinas down yonder, attending the services of one of the servants that He has called off the work field into eternity. And to our knowledge, a very faithful servant. We're glad to have those of you who may be visiting. You're not a member of the Church of Christ. I would like to encourage you to please study your Bible. Check after all preachers to make sure that you're getting what thus saith the Word of God. And this book says, one Lord, one faith, one baptism.
Yes,
not many churches, one.
Amen.
And God is a God that's going to be doing the judging. According to Revelation chapter 23, at the final roundup of human affairs, you want to make sure that you've made the right decision.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because to make the wrong decision and to practice that wrong decision, die and go into eternity, heaven can never be your home of abode. Human beings, we are designed by God. Listen carefully. We are designed by God to live forever. Forever. Preacher, you said forever? I said forever. And when we read Revelation chapter 20, we are informed that there's going to be a day when God is going to call us on the carpet as to how we lived our lives on planet Earth. And if we have studied His Word, believed His Word, and obeyed His Word, God has prepared an eternal home for us. Isn't that good news?
Amen.
He has prepared an eternal home for us to live. We're hesitant about leaving this one. And then to have wonder why we would have to never worry about dying. Oh, what God. What a God. And it's available to us. An invitation from God. An invitation with God. In your Bible, it says in 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 1 through 7. And I'm not going to read all the verses. Even when you have nothing, God still wants all of you. Think about it. If you're saved, that means that you are a child of God. We become the adopted children of God. He has promised to hear our prayers. He has promised to bring us to live with Him forever in eternity. Think about it. Saved. Child of God. God is my Father. What a God. He has promised, as I said heretofore, to hear our prayers. Bible says in Matthew chapter 7, beginning with verse number 7, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth. To him that knocketh it shall be opened. Or, what man is there of you whom, if his son ask, watch this, if his son ask for a piece of bread, will he give him a stone? Or, if he asks a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then know how to treat your children good, the text says, if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, isn't that beautiful? If you know, since you know how to give gifts to your children, and you're not God, how much more shall your heavenly Father, which is in heaven, do what? Give good things to them that ask, who are His children. God has promised to meet all of our needs. Why would you want to go to anyone else? Read your Bible and have Philemon. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19. Another text is Matthew chapter 6, verse 24, and read about 10 verses. God has promised to meet all of our needs and some of our greeds. But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches. Isn't that wonderful? Why wouldn't we want to serve him? No human being has what God has. He's going to bless us according to all his riches. You may look at your problems, they may look very large. You may look at your possessions, and they may look very small in your thinking. Yet, we often fail to factor in whose we are. We are sons and daughters of God. As I said heretofore, we often fail to factor God into the equation. So he places us in situations where our faith in him must be recognized. My text says expand it. Isn't that good news? He expands our faith, personality, faith, trusting, living a go-ahead life. Take a moment in your Bible, in the book of 2 Kings. You did bring your Bibles, did you? In the book of 2 Kings, chapter 4. You're talking about a weekend whirlwind. We have had it, this Brown family, dashing 5 hours. Was that 5 hours or 8 hours or 10 hours? One way, attending a funeral, and then back, dashing back this way, coming in late at night, and then dashing, get dressed in the morning. Hallelujah. I'm not complaining, just explaining. Peace, all this. Again, you may look at your problems and they may look large. You may look at your possessions and they may look small. But do we factor in the truth, the fact, that we are sons and daughters of God? 2 Kings chapter 4. You remember the story? It's very familiar. A widow is told, she's a widow, has one son, and no money. And empty cabinets. The widow is told by one of the Lord's people, go and borrow some money. No. Go and borrow some vessels. As many as you can from your neighbors. No limit. All you can get, talking to one of God's servants. How do you suppose she explained this strange thing that he is asking her to do? Can I have a big bucket or a big pot? How do you suppose she explained this to her neighbors? Did she say to the prophet, please, don't ask me to do that. She followed instructions. The Bible doesn't say that when she asked for it from her neighbors, that any of them asked her, why do you want to borrow a pot from me? God was in the picture. We sing the song, hold to what? Hold to God's unchanging hand. Church, church. I want to encourage you to pray for the preacher. A lot of things are going through his mind regarding who we are, but more importantly, whose we are. And as a gospel preacher, how to live that life and then share it with others. That we all can do what God wants us to do. That is, to make our calling and election sure. God wants us to come. He didn't send his son down here to die for nothing. God sent his son down here to die for us. That we would hear his son, believe his son, and receive the message that he brought. And the message that the apostles brought. Because God has plenty room in glory land. And he wants his children, not his children, his children, to come and live with him forever. Isn't that something? He who put the sky there, he who put all those things you see flying around in the air, he created heaven and earth. For human beings. The servant of God says, go talk to your neighbor and ask them for a pot. Don't mind talking to them. Let them know if they ask, I'm flat broke. But my God is about to meet my needs. I don't know how he's going to do it, but the man of God said to borrow some vessels. I don't understand it, but I don't need to understand it. He's a man of God, and he says that he is sharing with me what God has offered to him to offer me. We don't know everything, but God has offered us a heavenly home with him forever. How he does it, that's up to God. How he makes room for all of us, that's up to God. Let us hear it, believe it, receive it, and obey it. And be faithful in our service to him on planet Earth. Living our lives as adopted children of the God of heaven. I don't understand it, but I know I believe God is going to make a way. This woman believed. She had a lot of faith. Perhaps we are not told in detail what she did or what she said, other than, I need a bucket or I need a pot, whatever. God knows everything all the time.
Amen. Yes,
he comes through. God always comes through. You see, the people in power during Jesus' time on earth, They thought that they could put an image to his actions, to his power, by killing him. That's what they thought. And when they succeeded at killing him, they showed enough, pardon my colloquialism, thought that they had gotten rid of this being called Jesus. We have read the scriptures. We read the scriptures. We know that 3 days later, God called him up. Got up, walked out, never to die again on planet Earth. Oh, church, we are the servants of that same Jesus. We are brothered with that same Jesus. God is his father. God has adopted us as his children. Jesus is our Savior and our brother. That's shouting time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We are told what she said, but we are informed that she followed instructions. She didn't understand them, and we don't always understand all the things that God is telling us to do. But let us, church, be as wise as this lady was. Hold to God's unchanging hand and be obedient servants. God knows what He's doing. When we are here on planet Earth, God never slumbers nor sleeps. He watches over us 24 hours a day. That's 24 hours takes in a day and a night, doesn't it? He watches over us. You never know. And we never know whom the Lord might be using to deal with us. Never mind the fact that He is in glory land, that He's in heaven. God is really everywhere. But God has a servant that's talking to this lady. She's following instructions, and all she has is what He tells her to do. Let God have His way. Let me encourage you to let God have His way in your life. We are His work. We are His God's work in progress if we are following His instructions. Our life, sons and daughters of God, is to be a billboard to the world, advertising His grace, His blessings, His power to a lost humanity. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10, for we are His work. We are His workmanship. We, servants of God, are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should participate and we should walk in them. Church, we are here in this building by the marvelous grace of God. It is God who is manifesting Himself and will continue. If we remain faithful, He will continue to manifest Himself over and over until it's finished. We want to always worship in this particular area. There's another area connected to this building. People are going out of this world lost. Church, God has saved us for Himself, that we might love Him, obey Him, and share the life that we live with them by the grace of God. God is not coming down here to have a meeting with anybody. He's not coming down to make like to have a Bible class. He's not. Hold to God's unchanging hand. God didn't just save us for us. He wants us to share with us. Be the example and share the blessing that I'm blessing with you, that I'm blessing you with, and you share that God will also bless you as His adopted child. Oh, church, you may never know who the Lord is using you I may never know all who God is using me to speak a word on his behalf.
Amen.
Let us allow God to have his way in our lives.
Yes,
Jesus is not coming back to be an example. Jesus is not coming back to earth to do any teaching. That has been left to you and to me, as well as others. Our life should be a billboard advertising the grace, the blessings, and the power of the God we love, and prayerfully, the God that loves us. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10, for we are his workmanship. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Let us continue to study his word, that we might know how God wants us to continue to adopt our lives on planet Earth. He only sent his son Jesus once to come and live here. But he paved the way. Jesus paved the way for all of us. And prayerfully more yet to come. How to live in such a way that God is pleased with, and to share, not just me, to share that opportunity that God is giving human beings and has blessed us to hear about. He didn't give it to us, just bless us, just for us, but for us to live it and to be an example to others. We are here in this particular building by God's grace. It is he who is manifesting himself and will continue to manifest himself over and over until the work is done, till the work is finished. So it is in the life of each child of God. Let us manifest the fact, as we live on planet Earth, let us manifest the fact that we're endeavoring to follow Jesus. And if you follow him, he has a home prepared for you, eternal in the heavens. Faith moved in the heart of this widow. She followed instructions. And when she followed instructions, counted her baskets, informed the prophet, he told her, now, go and fill them up with what you have in your house. She followed instruction. She borrowed the vessels. She and her son shut themselves up in the house, closed the door, and trusted God and what the prophet had told her. That day, when that day came to an end, have mercy. There was a mother and two sons who had learned a very valuable lesson for them and for us. They learned that God is all powerful and able to meet every need, including us. Anybody home? Well, I got three more pages here, but I'll conclude. Because you have concluded. But we'll talk about that later. Maybe. Church, God does what he does. No matter what it is, when God does what he does in our lives, it's not an accident. Let us hold to God's unchanging hand. Come what may, do what God would have us to do. It may be challenging. So is this. But who are we? We are the sons and daughters of God. We say that God did this. Did God run out of money? Did God run out of influence? Oh, to God's unchanging thing. The world is His and everything in it. The world is God's and everything in it. And if that's the case, no. Since that's the case, that includes us. We belong to God. We sing the song, whole to God's unchanging hand. Where are you? Church, wrapping up. Let us together occasionally pray a prayer, and in your prayer, Father, I'm asking you to help me realize and really understand whose I am and what you would have me to do. I believe that God will be receptive to that prayer and bless and answer your request. Who am I? And what would you have me to do? We know enough about this Bible to know that there's going to be a place called heaven, and there's going to be a place called hell. Only two addresses in eternity. We are individuals. One person. What are you saying, preacher? There are going to be two places that you can land. And since we are not two, just one, we can't go to both of them. Well, God, you send that part of that over yonder, and I'll go to this part over here with you. Not so. Live. God is not coming down. He's not sending anybody else down that we read about in the Old Testament. He is counting on us to know His Word, believe His Word, live His Word, and be an example for others. And teach the blessings that awaits every sane human being. Where are you tonight, this morning? I didn't preach that long. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Where do you read? I should say, what do you read? When I leave this world, now for those of you who might be visiting, I've shared with the church that human beings live forever. We live forever. You say, well, yes, do we die? Yep. Die and God raises us up again. Read your Bible. Genesis 1, created. Genesis 2, how you were created. How you were created. I shared that, I think it was yesterday, with a room full of gospel preachers on occasion. They were all ears. Church of Christ preachers, all ears. God did not create us to cease to exist. If we cease to exist, how is there going to be a resurrection? The Bible claims and says that there's going to be a resurrection in the last book of this Bible. And we're going to be there. And we're going to be there. And there are going to be two addresses. You're familiar with that, aren't you? One hot, one air conditioned. I don't know if it's going to be air conditioned, but it's going to feel like air conditioned compared to the other place. Hold to God's unchanging hand. You want to make heaven your eternal home of abode. If you're here, I've shared with you what you can read about in your Bible. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. There's no such thing as a church here, the church that's there. You know, different church. No. The 12 apostles preached the same gospel, and wherever they established a congregation, they established the same congregation. Not two different or three different or 10 different churches. No. They preached the same gospel and established the same church wherever they went. Where do we get the idea? I can have a Baptist church, a Methodist church, a dancing sanctified church. It's not in here. Not in here. Don't get upset with me. Get upset with whoever wrote this. This book called the Bible. That's where I get my information. That's where you would get the same information if you read your Bible, studied your Bible. Don't get angry. Get right. So when you stand before God at the final roundup of human affairs, you'll hear him say, "Well done, a good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Come on up higher." What does that verse tell us? What did he just say? If you're faithful over a few things. Oh, that's telling me, in order for me to be pleasing to God, I must accept what he has written in his book. You've been faithful over. You got to know something to be faithful to it. Put God first. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. He chose 12 apostles. All 12 of them preached the same gospel, because he gave them the same message according to Acts chapter 1. And they preached it in Acts chapter 2. You've heard the gospel. You believe it with all of your heart. Are you godly sorrowful for the sins that you've committed? Are you willing to acknowledge Jesus as Lord and Savior, to confess him? Are you willing to be buried in water baptism for the forgiveness of every sin you've ever committed and then add it to the Church of Christ? That's possible for you to do today, this morning. The garments are ready. The baptizer is ready. The only question mark is what? Are you ready? Getting angry with me, you're getting angry with the wrong person. I share with you book, chapter, and verse in God's holy book, the Bible. Get upset. You have to get upset with God, not me. Are you here this morning? Do you want to be saved? Do you want to hear at the final roundup of human affairs, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Come on up a little higher, and I'll make you ruler over many." If you're in the body of Christ, you haven't been faithful to his calling, but you're already a member of the Church of Christ, come on home this morning. Renew your covenant. You don't know when you're going to leave this world. Renew your covenant and rededicate your life to Jesus Christ, that you might hear also, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Right now, as we together stand and sing this song.
Jesus is tenderly calling thee home, calling today.
Did you hear that? Did you hear those lyrics?
Why, from the sunshine,
Jesus is continually calling.
He's calling. Father and Father away.
Calling you.
Calling today.
A loving call.
Calling today. Jesus is calling, is tenderly calling today. Jesus is calling the weary to rest, calling today, calling today. Bring him thy burden and thou shalt be blessed. He will not turn you away. Calling today, calling. Darkling today, Jesus is calling, is tenderly calling today.
This book, called the Bible, it shares with us information with some things that God said to Jesus through his Son while he was here on planet Earth, through his apostles, guided by the Holy Spirit. Listen carefully. The day that you hear my words, the day that you hear my word, harden not your heart. Same thing, different words. Don't be hard-headed. You don't know when God's going to call you out of this world. I don't know when he's going to call me out of this world. Be prepared. I wish I had her. I was gonna. Doesn't help. Saying that, final roundup of human affairs in Revelation chapter 20. God, I was intended to do that. I'd planned to do that. But I died before then. Preacher, you trying to scare me? No, I'm trying to get you to think the way God wants you to think. Do you want to make heaven your eternal home of abode? When you read chapter 20 of the book of Revelation, stand before God to be judged by the deeds. Your record is going to be there. Mine's going to be there. And I want it on my record that I shared his word so that I can hear him say, amen. Well done. Is there a preacher? These people haven't heard of this before. I want it on my record that I preached his word. Because I must stand before him. For me, not you. You don't stand for me. And I want it on my record. You don't want it, hopefully, on your record. I didn't do it. Because I had set a time. God says, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. You say, mm-mm, I'm going to do it when I get ready. Why argue with God? He's in command. How do you know he's going to live? How do you know, number one, he's going to let you live? And if he lets you live, how do you know he's going to let you have the same mind, to continue to have the same mind? He paid a price that no human being could pay, giving his only begotten Son. Perfect human being. Just for us. Just for us. One more stanza. It's still your choice. You sing one more stanza.
Calling today, calling today, Jesus is calling, is tenderly calling today.